Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this not?
It is
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Oh my goodness, it is Tuesday, listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you. We thank you for once again tuning in to Lawless Radio. Now, I have to say this, for all of our supporters that have listened to us since May 1st, 2012, and have tuned in every Tuesday night faithfully, whether it was the website or calling in, we thank you. This used to be Baby Mama Talk. It is now What? Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, along with KD and Lady Q. Ladies, let's say it, Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real.
We have been keeping it real for you since May, and we just decided, you know what? We're going to keep it real by changing the title and giving you exactly what we do every Tuesday night, and just being us and being 100 and giving you the truth, the real conversations with the real issues and the real topics, and bringing you artists, authors, actors, models, whatever it may be, new entrepreneurs, supporting our local people. Because you know what? If we don't support each other, who will? Now, tonight we have a special guest who's going to be with us tonight, and his name is Corey Wiggins, better known as DL, straight up out of Ahoskie, North Carolina. Corey, give the ladies and gentlemen a wonderful Keeping It Real. Hello.
Hey, what's up with y'all out there? How y'all doing?
Thank you, Corey. Yes, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. We love it. We thank you for kicking off our new show title by being our first guest as of the Keeping It Real logo and title. We thank you. Now, Corey, you have been doing this. You know, you're not new to the music industry, correct?
Well, not at all.
How long you been in it? A couple of years, 10 years? When did the music bug hit you?
At a real young age, my brother was rapping, you know, when I was coming up. And, I mean, I was like 6 or 7. I was really influenced by him. So, I mean, I really started writing, you know, I was like 9 or 10 years old. And, you know, as far as really taking it serious, probably when I graduated high school. But, I mean, I've always just wrote music and kick freestyles.
Wow. So you got the bug early. Okay. So were you running around the house with the microphone and the little, or the earphones and a record? Oh, wait. Okay, wait. I don't know how old. Dating myself here. Look, y'all, dating myself here with the, when I say record. Okay, what? CD and pretending like Jessica.
it was before CDs. I was doing
okay.
The tape deck thing. Yeah,
awesome.
I was doing the tape deck.
Okay, so you were entertaining your family way back when you were 9 and 10, you know, following in your brother's footsteps. So does your brother still rap?
No,
is he still
he
in
left
the music?
It alone.
He left
nah,
it alone.
He passed it down to me.
Hey, and that is nothing wrong with that, right? That's how sometimes we all get in the business by somebody else doing something that's right there in our backyard. So that's awesome. So you and your brother, your family, y'all are from Ahoskie, North Carolina, right across the state line from me because I'm in Virginia, and right up the state line from Lady Q in South Carolina. So you're right in the middle of us. We love that. While you were doing your, you know, your inspiration here and learning the music and the rap, I mean, most musical talent, there is somebody out there. I mean, I know you said your brother, but there is somebody out who's already made it, who is like your inspiration. Who was it for you?
Well, I grew up in Memphis, so at the time when I was coming up, it was a lot of underground artists, like Triple Six Mafia and them cats. They hadn't even made it mainstream yet. So they were doing a lot of underground music. It's a lot of cats that probably ain't heard of, Skinny Pimp and Player Fly. I mean, Yo Gotti, you know, I mean, I was just pretty much buzzing local music. And, I mean, that was really my inspiration because, I mean, the following those guys had just to be making tapes on karaoke machines or whatever they were using. And, you know, we just selling them in high schools. And, I mean, the following they had, it just, I don't know, it was just something about it. I mean, just to bring people together and then just to make that dope music. You know, so that was really a big inspiration to me, you know, just that underground.
Right. And, you know, you're right. There's a lot of underground talent. There's a lot, and that's one of our, that's the motto of Lawless Radio is, you know, supporting our local come-ups, which is the undersigned, the underground artists out there. And you're right, there's tons of it, especially, I know I went to Atlanta years ago, and I went, if anybody's ever been to Atlanta, there's a section that's called the Underground. And, wow, the talent when I just walking was phenomenal. It was just, it was crazy. It was mad crazy. It was like every time you turn around, there was, you know, you had rap here and then you had somebody else singing and they were doing hip hop. And I mean, it was just, you know, phenomenal. I was mesmerized just by doing that. Before I go on, I mean, I wrote down some questions, but I want, you know, one of my co-hosts, you know, just jump in here. If y'all got something you want to ask Corey.
Yes, Corey, my question is, this is Katie. My question for you is, what's the vibe like in the studio when DL go in the studio? What is it like?
Oh, it's real live. You know, it was kind of closed circuits, just me and a couple cats. But, I mean, the creativity, I mean, just, I don't know, it's like magic in a way. I mean, it's a real hype atmosphere, pretty much depending on, you know, what song we're creating. You know, we really just try to set the tone and set the mood in the studio at that time, you know. So if it's real hype, we just try to keep hypeness around us, you know, and if it's monotone, you know, it's the same thing.
Right. So what are you working on now?
Actually, I'm coming out with a Me and Myself Part 2 mixtape. I'm working on an album and a mixtape at the same time. So I just finished Batman's World earlier this April. And, you know, I'm just pretty much just in the studio just being a lab rat.
Right, grinding.
Always.
Lady Q?
Yeah, I was.
Say it again.
I was from, this is Lady Q. I lived up in that area for a little bit. I went to Chawan College for a little while. And I'm wondering, when I heard a Hosky, I'm like, wow, okay. A Hosky and rap music usually don't go together. So what's the vibe like trying to get, you know, on the rap scene living up there? And for y'all who don't know, that it's the first time I saw a cotton field. So it's like real, you know, rural, we'll say. It's out there. It's real, you know, country, rural, whatever the word you want to use. But definitely not a lot of rap music being listened to. So what's that like?
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not the easiest, you know, but, you know, I've been blessed to travel. Like I said, I was raised in Memphis. I stayed in Michigan, Atlanta, Virginia. I mean, I've moved around a lot, you know, trying to pursue this dream. So it's not like I've really just been stuck right here trying to make it. I mean, even where I record in Virginia. So, but, I mean, yeah, I'm really in a bad spot, you know, just being in this, like I said, this little rural area. But at the same time, I don't know, it's I bring a difference with that also. You know, but I have to be able to stretch my arm far enough to get the music to people that can really hear it, or you know, appreciate it.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not easy. So like you said, we really have like 6 or 7 red lights around here. You know, our biggest store is Walmart. You know, I mean, it's country. You know, I mean, I was raised across the street from a cotton field, like you were saying. You know, cotton and tobacco.
It's okay to be raised in the country. I was born in the country too, Corey. It is all right. It's quite all right with the cotton fields and the corn fields and the, you know, all that stuff. It's all good. It's all good. Corey, there was something I was going to ask and I forgot. Oh, wait, I know. When your lyrics, what's your motivation? What's your inspiration when you're coming up with, you know, what you're going to, what song that you're about to write about or sing about or rap about?
Well, I kind of let the beat carry me a little bit, you know. once I hear it, you know, I just kind of catch the vibe. I mean, I like to write a lot of real music, you know, but I just catch the vibe. So, I mean, if it's something part eight club, I just kind of just think into that feeling, and, you know, that's really the motivation right there. I mean, I can write acapella, but I kind of just let the vibe just follow the beat, you know. I feel like your voice is an instrument, so I'm just really completing the beat.
Right. Now, Corey, now the thing about rap, it always follows the bad connotations. It always has the bad vibe. It always has, you know, somebody's in jail shooting up, been in gangs, stuff like that, unfortunately. But I'm just keeping it real, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, unfortunately, you know, rap has that attachment sometimes to it. You know, mm-hmm. you have the gangbangers sitting in the car with the, you know, the music pumps high to Kane and Harley here or anything. What has been, I mean, and you're singing it, so what, or rapping it, what has kept you, or has it kept you, out and away from all of that connotation?
Well, you know, it's not really the lifestyle I live. So, like I say, it's just about keeping it real. A lot of people that really rap, that live that, you know, I mean, a lot of them, they're not saying all of them, you know, it's a lot of lies out there, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just, I mean, I just stay true to myself, so, I mean, I just rap about what I do, so at the end of the day, you know, if that's what I did, I mean, it would be in my flow also, but it's not exactly what I do, so, and that thing it happened.
Do you feel like that hinders you at all? Meaning getting out in the industry, you know, there's a lot of people that you kind of have to live that lifestyle a little bit to a certain extent. Do you feel like it hinders you not living that lifestyle?
Well, to some point, yeah. I mean, because I do feel like real music is not really recognized like it used to be when I was really coming up. And you kind of have to have a gimmick, you know, to pretty much get on. So in a way, yeah, it does. But at the same time, I feel like if that's what's going to stop me, I guess it's not meant for me, you know, because I can only be sick for so long, so I just keep it real. Like I say, you know, if this is what God wants me to be, this is where I be. And if not, you know, it's on to the next plan. But I ain't going to lose my love for it, you know, but I really used to write just for my moves, period. You know, if I was happy, I'd write something happy. If I was sad, I'd write something sad. And it kind of like, it was like my anti-drug in a way.
All right. Well, you know what? I want to hear a sample of your music. So we are going to play Bussin' by D.L.
That's what's up.
Let's go. Hey, yo, D.L., we got to hit him again, boy, with this one. And I be ballin', 365 days, no stallin', yawlin', trouble cut out from the line of back on it. I hear him talking greasy, but believe me,
they don't want it.
Bonetown reppin' to the death of me, flipping Carolina on the map with every breath of me. I slept with me, left in my hood trying to clown me. Acting like we cool, but on the real, they don't know me, cause I defy gravity. Time to face reality. When I show them boys the real, it hurts just like a cavity. Here's a million people that can do it like I do it when it comes to the flow. Hard top, soft top, either way I gotta go. X-Type, they fly from the hand to the toe. Louis Vuitton, the Gucci, that boy getting dough. Whoa.
I keep it realer than all of my competition. That's why I'm in my drop, everybody listen.
I give them something to follow. Look, let's go.
Y'all ain't heard before.
I'm busting. Like a folded, 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 hard no more. Most of their heads off with a lawnmower. Niggas in the wrong with a talk, where it's wrong. I'm busting.
around verse, defending my turf, purchase a verse, more than your verse, scum of the earth, kill yourself, jump in a hearse, empty your purse, pull up your skirt, you must be restored, ridiculous, most of you victory with them lies, my baby talk used to be around, like God, boom, boom, I just boom, boom, on the MC and he talk, who do you think you, when I'm born afraid to do this, I'm busted, like a fully automatic, scratched out cereal, MC cereal, killer, just for the love of the game, I'm talking about Mike and I'm about to take game, so I'm
awesome. I'm not a big rap person. I don't want to do all of it. You had me over here. My shoulders were just kind of, they were.
Okay.
Okay.
I heard that Usain Bolt reference. I like that.
Yeah. That was so old. I wrote that for last Olympic, and it's just hitting out. He's still breaking records.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Yeah,
I'm glad you like it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Bye. I don't know, girls, what y'all think?
I like that. I'm over here popping.
I know, right? I'm like, okay. I was in my seat going, okay. I needed my little nephews and my daughter. They would have been in here jamming. I could see them there. So yeah, I'm feeling that. Yeah, we don't have to. I'm gonna have to put that in my rotation. Like I said, I don't usually do rap, but that's hey, I like that. That's what's up. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q, and that is exactly what we're doing. We're keeping it real. We have our guest tonight is Corey Wiggins, better known as DL, straight up out of Ahoskie, North Carolina. He is a up and coming artist. Keep his name in your ears. I feel it in my bones. We will be hearing more and more from this artist. Now, Corey, let's see. I'm looking at your bio here, and yes, you have something. You know, you have a new project coming on, Being Myself. So, is it exactly what it is? It's about you and keeping true to yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at one point, I was so worried about trying to cater to a certain audience, you know. It was kind of pulling me away from my element. So I was like, you know, I'm going to just get back to being myself. And I actually heard a beat with that sample in it, and it kind of just gave me the idea. And I'm like, okay, so, I mean, and at one point I was like, okay, I'm going to just give them the music. So that way, I don't care, you know, what the feedback is, you know, what I'm just giving you me. And it's being myself, you know, that's just what it is. So, yeah, I'm working on a new one right as we speak, and it's definitely going to be a nice project.
were talking to a young boy or girl, because we do got female rappers out here, and they are like you were, and you had your brother, and you had these other underground artists as your inspiration and you know, for you to look up to and try to become. There's, you know, let's say somebody, there's somebody probably looking at you right now. What would be your words of inspiration, motivation to continue for them to stay true to who they are and follow their dream? And you know, like we just said before we played the music, try not to follow that connotation of rap and get into the drugs and the gangs and all of that, but to stay, you know, yeah, right on the right path, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, you said half of it yourself. You know, freedom is just staying true to yourself. You know, I mean, you got to find your own talent and, you know, I mean, whatever you're surrounded by. And, I mean, it's like we all can learn from each other, you know, whatever lesson it is, you know. So it's like we don't all have to do the same thing. I mean, it kind of looks cool to follow suit, so that's why a lot of people do it. But, you know, the hardest thing is really being real to yourself. But at the same time, more people appreciate that. So, like, you really, it's going to be a lot of, you know, stumbling blocks, and you got to turn the stepping stones. So it's going to be a lot of, you know, you got to stay headstrong, because it's going to be a lot of deterrent. I mean, it's easy to give up, you know, than it is to keep it moving. And like I say, too, and, you know, this thing, it's not always for everybody, but, you know, at the same time, you gotta want it to actually go after it as hard as you need to go after it. You really
right.
gotta want it in your heart, and you gotta believe in yourself to really do it. Also,
right.
Well, that's the main
thing.
You just gotta stay focused, you know, and you really just gotta stay true to you, because it's like I say, it's harder being fake than it is to be real. That's what I always say.
Very true. Very true. That's so true. It's you're right. It's so much. It's so much harder for people to be out here and do other things and not be who they are than it is just to, you know, be who you are. And we've talked about that several times since we started being on the radio. Definitely, especially when it comes to our youth and trying to get them to, you know, be who they are and not follow the wrong path, so to speak.
Yep.
Because they're our future, and a lot of them, some of these days, you just look at them and go, "Wow, you're my future." I don't know, maybe.
A lot of leaders too, so you know,
we're
a big part of it too.
We are, we definitely are, ladies. Anything?
Yes, Corey. This is Katie. If you could open up for any artist right now on tour, who would it be?
Ooh, I like that one.
That's a good one. It might be a couple answers, because like I'm a real big fan of Big Crit right now. I mean,
okay.
I like the message he puts out. I mean, I love his music, you know. So I mean, I would definitely love to open for him. But I mean, I'll have to say like a Jay-Z, just because I know it'd be more people there. So you know, I would have to just pick everything.
No.
Real. I would have to say that just for. I mean, it'd be better for me just because more people in the audience. But yeah, but I'm a bigger fan. I like Crit music, so.
Okay. So if I turn on your iPod right now, what would be the five artists that's in it?
Well, Crit will be in there for sure. You might hear some Sublime. I listen to a little rock and roll.
Okay.
I listen to Ross. You'll hear me also.
I've been bumping that for past week.
Yeah, you know, you might hear some Nas, you know, it's really no telling, you know, I mean, I kind of just stretch all across the board.
Right, eclectic, okay.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, you got to appreciate all music, you know, I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to appreciate it all.
Have you ever thought about mashing some of that in with some of the stuff you do? Like, you know, there's some other artists out there who've done it before, but, you know, maybe you're up there in a hosky. Have you ever thought about putting a little country with your rap and mixing it together, or even rock with your rap? Have you ever thought of that?
Well, yeah, I have a little rock. I had a couple songs with some rock in it. I haven't really touched the country thing. You know, it's more soulful, you know what I'm saying? Maybe church feeling stuff, but I haven't really touched the country. And not to say that, you know, it's, I couldn't do it, you know, but, yeah, I have tried to rock a couple times, though. Actually, I have. I mean, it turned out pretty good to me.
Cool.
And, yeah, yeah, so I like to go for it all. Yeah, rock, blues, you know. I like to put all that in the music anyway.
Like the blues. Feeling the blues. Mm-hmm. So if we wanted to hear, or the audience, you know, just not just us, but if we wanted to go out here and hear some more of your music, where would we go?
Well, you can go to YouTube, PlayerDL100 on YouTube. I got a few videos up there. I'm on Reverb Nation, PlayerDL100. I got a PlayerDL100 fan page on Facebook. And you know, PlayerDL100 pretty much will link you straight to the music anyway. SoundCloud page and everything.
Okay.
Or you can also go to, if you want to download the last mixtape I just did, you can go to deathpilf.com and just search Batman's World. And you can just download it for free. There's a lot of good music on it. It was hosted by DJ LES, which, you know, mm-hmm. he produced a lot for Nas. Yeah, so it's a nice vibe to it.
Okay. Be checking that out. I'm there writing y'all. I'm like, okay. Awesome. Okay, we are going to hear Hello by Lady PJ, and we'll be right back.
Calling out, I gotta fight this and live a life of the righteous.
That was Hello by Lady PJ. That was nice. Feeling that as well. And this is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, Lady Q, and KD. And our guest tonight is Corey Wiggins, better known as DL, up-and-coming rapper. And we've already listened to one of his songs, Bussin'. And if you missed it, oh, my God, it was hot. I was over here doing a little shuffle. Anyway, and we are back. We are back. Still talking to Corey. Corey, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All righty. And I got my ladies. My ladies, are you there? Y'all still with me, right? Okay.
Four.
All right.
Corey,
and,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Corey, if you could sit down and have a drink and a dinner with any musical person no longer here, who would you choose and why?
Definitely Tupac.
Oh, good one. Ooh. Why?
I mean, I can just feel what they got through his music. And, you know, I don't know. And he's just like, he has so much to say, so many areas. I don't know. I just feel like he just, there's a lot to learn from that guy.
Cool.
Wow. Anybody, Katie?
Yes, so DL, who is your hero?
My hero?
Yep.
I probably say my family, you know. That's my, they're my hero.
Any particular person?
Okay. I mean, no one person in particular. But like I say, from us coming from this small country, little town we in, you know, one thing we have learned is to we stay close to family. So I can't really just say one person in general, you know, because I stayed with my aunties and we grew up together and my cousins and we all lean on each other. So, I mean, you know, they all my heroes.
Right.
Love that answer. I love that answer. That is so true. Everybody, everybody raise everybody, not just one person type of mentality, and I love that. I love that. Corey, for those of us, you know, for somebody out there who doesn't know you, could you give, like, maybe, possibly, one thing that you would want us to know about you? Like, what, besides you being, you know, passionate about music and your family, what's that one thing that, you know, you want somebody to remember you by?
I mean, you know, other than the music, you know, I mean, just in general, you know, I'm just all around just a real person, you know. I mean, I want the best for people, you know. I like to see people prosper. I don't, you know, I don't want to see bad things happen, you know. And so, in a way, I just want people to know I just really got a good heart.
I wish I had an applause button.
I'm trying to be sensitive to anything, you know. The world just seems like it's just going downhill, you know, in a spiral. So just, you know, I just feel like it's a lot we could change just really by just coming together, you know, which we do at any bad time. Anything happens around here, we all come together, you know, at the bad times, which we just need to stay together. And I feel like, you know, we could change a lot.
Right. So, you know, I love that. I tell you, I wish I had an awe and an applause button because I would push both of them right now. Oh, yay! But so there you go. Those were your applause and your awe button. But, you know, we're going to piggyback off of that for a minute because, you know, that is so true. We do need to do that. And you know, because you're getting ready to enter, or whether you've already entered a field, an industry, which can give, especially to our youth. Have you considered, you know, ways of mentoring our youth or giving back and trying to get them to the right path to, you know, because like you said, our leaders are falling off. They're falling fast, but, you know, we got these generations that are coming up that we need to reteach them the real ways of how to lead. Have you thought of anything, or are you already doing something?
Well, I mean, and well, the biggest way to me, really, I mean, because one day, you know, I did, you know, a couple of kids did come to me, and I feel like they were really too young to really listen to a lot of the music I used to make. I mean, so the biggest thing to me, I do feel like I really changed my message a lot, you know, because I did used to have, you know, a real street message. And I mean, it's still the same message, but it's presented different, you know, and it's I guess it's more kid-friendly in a way because it's more of a positive message to it. So I feel like that's a lot in its own way, you know. But any way I can, you know, we have little fundraisers for kids around here when they go back to school, make sure they get supplies and things of that nature, you know. And, you know, I contribute heavily to those type of causes. So, I mean, I do whatever I can for the kids, period.
Right. And that's awesome. That's awesome. I had another thought, lady. I got so much going running in my head, and it left me. Wow, see, that's what I love about this live show, you know. It comes and goes, and whatever is on my mouth, it comes out. Then if it doesn't, it's like, oh, well. And there's another question that I wanted to ask, and I can't remember. Ladies, y'all have anything? Well, hopefully it come back to me. Wow.
Yes, DL, what do you do on your spare time other than your music?
We got a little cab company around here. You know, I dabble in real estate. I mean, you know, just all of an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, because this music is not cheap at all.
Right. Got to have something else.
Yeah, it's not cheap at all.
Right.
So how long have you been doing real estate?
A year or two. And, you know, we had a cab thing a couple of years also.
Okay. And we had someone from the 757-325. State your first name for us, please.
My name is William.
Hi, William. How you doing? Welcome
I'm
to
good.
Third
How you doing?
Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw and Katie.
Hey,
and,
yo, that's my little brother y'all interviewing.
That's why
he
started laughing. I'm like,
what? Yeah. So, you know, I call to request a song.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you for calling in and supporting your brother. So,
anyway, I can request a song.
Could you turn your music down in the back?
I'm going to walk away from it because it's on the laptop.
Okay, because, we got a little feedback. I can hear a little
feedback. Okay, you got feedback now?
I'm good. We're good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what were you saying?
I was just calling to request a song. You know what I mean?
we're going to play one more song before he finishes. I'm incredible. We're going to play that before he finishes with the interview. So that will be coming shortly.
Incredible.
I'm incredible.
Ah, oh, Lord have mercy. I ain't no way I can hear something else. I got a problem with that.
Wow, are you an older brother?
Yeah, I'm the big brother. I'm the older brother.
Yeah, I can.
Corey, this is the inspiration. Is this the inspiration, Corey?
Yeah.
That's the inspiration right there.
That's the
inspiration.
Yeah,
I listened
right
to the interview. He didn't want to tell y'all that. What up, DL?
What's up with you, Jesus? What's up, bro?
I ain't know nothing, man. Just listen to the interview, man. You know what I mean? Everything good. You know, ain't up too much in that. You know, I just wanted to send my little shout out.
That's what's up, bro. I appreciate that.
All right. Look, well, y'all play that incredible. And look, y'all be good. Y'all stay safe, okay?
Thank you so much. Right. We appreciate that.
And tell the ladies I said hi.
Is that to you, Corey, or to us?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you, KD.
All right, y'all be good.
To us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Wow, your brother. That was sweet. That was so sweet. See, he was up there listening to you on the computer and then decided to call in. That was nice. Now, see, and it also goes back, Corey, to exactly what you were saying, Dia, that, you know, you're supporting your family. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now you got that. That's real. That is so real. I love that. That was wow. I thought it was somebody who heard the music and was like, "Oh my God, I want to talk." So what?
Oh, wow. Ladies, did you see how quick he started laughing as soon as I started rolling off the numbers? I was like, okay, he must know this person. He's
it was a shock.
Oh,
yeah,
I feel like I need the other awe button. Oh, again, there you go. That was a good thing, though, right? I didn't even plan it. Man, I wish I had planned that. That was, like, awesome. What was your brother's
like
name again? I didn't. I swear. I didn't do it. I didn't. Katie, did you do that?
Nope.
Lady Q? Lady Q, did you do it? Okay. So, see,
yeah.
Three no's. We didn't do it. We didn't even know who your brother, the number, you know, his name until he called. So, no. And I did not talk to DJ Wiz about it either. I don't know. Now, that was all your brother. You got to talk to him when you get off the show.
Man, it's all good. It's all good.
That is awesome. That is really awesome. That is really cool. I like that. That was Well, you know what? We're going to hear your second song that we have, I'm Incredible.
Okay.
Ladies and
okay.
gentlemen, I'm Incredible by the one and only, DL.
Nice. You had me bopping again.
All right. Yeah, I got to get a shot to my man.
What did you say?
Nah, I got to get a shot to my man, S-Type, man. He the guy that's been, you know, he's been holding it down. The first verses on both of them songs, on Bustin' In and on Incredible. He the guy that rap first in those. I went second.
Wow.
I just sent him a shout out, man. He produced, he made the beats and everything.
That was awesome. I was definitely moving. I heard somebody else, what one, I think one of my ladies was also getting ready to say something.
Yes, I just want to say that was hot. The track was hot.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's type work, man. He make nice beats. Like I say, well, we get the vibe, man. There ain't no telling what we'll come up with, you know.
Right. So do you aspire one day to make it big in Hollywood, or do you enjoy being a local rapper?
Well, I mean, I can't say I don't want to make it big. I mean, I definitely do that. I definitely do. I mean, I want to make it the right way. But, no, I feel like I want as many people as I can to hear my music, you know, so I don't, it don't matter if I actually just blow up on the underground scene or if I make it mainstream, you know, but I just really want my music to be appreciated by a mass of people. I mean, that's just the main goal.
Love it. I like it. I was totally, like I said, I was feeling it up here dancing. I even put the phone on the speaker. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I am definitely Corey DL, feeling the music. And like I said, I don't, you know, I'm being real. I don't usually listen to rap unless I'm with my little sister who's 19 or my brother or whatever. So for you to get me, or if I'm, you know, at a, you know, function or something or clubbing or whatever. So for you to get me in my seat where there ain't nobody else around for me to be moving, that says a lot.
Okay. I appreciate that.
That says a lot.
It.
So I'm totally, totally feeling both songs. So we definitely hats off in my, you know, from my end. So definitely hats off. I'm wishing you much, much, much success all around.
Thank you so much.
Know, so we will definitely be keeping in touch with you. We would love for you to come back down the road when your project is finished, bring it back to some more music, hear a little bit more stuff. I'm totally feeling that. Ladies, any last things for Corey?
It was nice having you on the show, Corey. You're awesome.
Thank you. I love talking with y'all. I mean, this hour went by so quick. I was checking my watch. It was probably 5 minutes, you know.
Well, you can hang out with us a little bit longer if you want. We're going to just switch the topics up a little bit. If you want to stay on the line, you are more than welcome, and you can chime in at any moment. We're going to just talk about
I got a couple country things we got to do.
Country things. I like that. We got some country things we got to do.
I love that.
But, you know, if you wanted to, we still got time. We still got 45 or more minutes, so we are definitely, you know, if we wanted to. But we understand if you've got responsibilities. Go take care of those country things. Definitely. Lady Q, any last words to Corey before he says goodnight?
Just continued success, and thank you for calling in. We definitely appreciate the love. And please check us out every Tuesday night at 8.
I definitely will.
Yes, definitely. Keep us on your radar, because you never know what's coming out of our mouth or what guest is going to be on the show. But no matter what it is, we three will be keeping it real. Without a doubt.
I want to just thank y'all myself for allowing me to be on the show. You know, because it's a big honor for me, and I definitely wish you much success yourself. I'm going to be tuned in, and I'm going to spread the news.
Thank you. We thank you again, Corey, and good night. Go do your thing now.
All right, now.
listeners, you have been listening to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q. And as usual, we have been keeping it real, talking to you about the real issues, real conversations, and the topics. Our guest was Corey Wiggins, DL, straight up out of the South, of Hosky, North Carolina, an up-and-coming rapper. We played two songs by him, Bussin' and I'm Incredible, and they were definitely good. They were rocking. I say definitely keep your ears pierced to that new artist. He won't surprise me if his dream doesn't come true and he's rapping with Jay-Z or somebody. I definitely feel that, and I definitely feel that. Never know. A Southern people be bringing out some really hardcore talent. So we wish him nothing but the best. Nothing but the best. Ladies, let's keep it moving. Okay, hello, Olympics. Let's give it to U.S. Let's give it to them. They are moving. They're nice. It's awesome. But, hello, we not only with the Olympics, but Gabby Douglas. Hello. She is one bad 16-year-old. Hello. Yeah. That's 16-year-old. And I have to be proud because, hello, I am a Virginian. And she's right up the street.
DMV.
Okay, that's right, Katie. DMV. There we go. Keeping it real. I mean, but she in our backyard, right, Katie? we're going to claim her.
That's ours.
I love it. I don't care where she moved to get the other coach to take her to the Olympics. She was born and raised up in here in the South. Hello. Right up the street. Don't take no more than less than an hour or two, depending on the direction.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I'm loving her. Why my daughter, who is also named Gabby, is just like, oh, Mommy, I could do that. I said, yeah, you can, girl. That's what you want. We can change your career path right now. Right now. You know what I'm saying? Hello. We've already been doing 4 years of dance. It ain't going to be hard to change that.
I know.
You know, that little thing. Just switch it because you're already being flexible, having to learn how to flip and tumble and move. Let's move it along. Keep it real. But, oh, and my nephew, okay, y'all know I have two, but the youngest one, my little two-year-old, why every time he sees the girls on the Olympics, I don't care if it's the gymnasts, the swimmers, the track, anything, he goes, and for you men who are listening, y'all going to love this. Y'all going to be like, that's my boy. Why he goes, I want that.
Uh-oh, I know that's right.
What in the world?
What in the world?
Oh, my God. Every time those girls come on the TV, he goes, Mama, I want that. And I go, you want that? I want that. We go, okay. All right. Can't get that, but you won't. It is the cutest thing.
Too much.
Yesterday, my mom and I decided to take a break, and we took a break from the Olympics just for a little bit, and I was flipping to see what was on, and he literally had a conniption fit because I was getting ready to turn. And he's like, no. Jumping up and down. It was crazy. He's like, I want that. And it's the funniest thing, I'll tell you. But, yes, Olympics. And for those of you who don't know, our wonderful KD is born and raised Jamaican. So she is loving life dually right now because,
the boat.
Hello, do the sign. The boat. Brought it home for Jamaica the other night.
Yes.
Did y'all see that? Oh, my God. That was like,
oh,
why?
Yeah.
Why? My mom and I tried to count his steps. We're like, one, two, three. I'm like, he's like, take one step to be a 15.
Yes. That was incredible.
I know, right? It was wild. I know they partied hard in Jamaica that night.
Yes,
I know they
they're
did.
They're getting it in. And it's not even over. There's going to be a race. I think it's either the 200 or the 400 hurdles where it's 3 Americans and 3 mm-hmm. Jamaicans.
Yes.
Only,
wow.
Yes.
Yes. I'm hoping we're not missing that.
No, we're not. There's volleyball on right now. Girl, trust me. My
feet
has been on. I have Olympic fever so bad. So I am watching all the events. And the ones I'm like, I don't even care about this. But why? I'm so intrigued. I'm watching it like.
Oh, no, but you're not by yourself.
No, no.
You are not by yourself. You know that because that's everybody. And, like, I was so happy, like, some of the, like, when finally NBC finally told people not to spoil it because I was getting spoiled. And it's like, I'd be like, okay, I only want to go home and watch it because you just told me who won the gold or who won the silver. I was like, don't tell me. Some of y'all, yes, some of y'all are blessed to be at home and able to watch it, but some of us are at work. I got to see the repeat. Don't tell me. So I'm happy that they started saying don't put the, you know, the stuff on, you know, Facebook
right.
and Twitter and stuff like that, because I was getting upset. I was like, every time I checked in, if I needed to do something, it was like, oh, my God, such and such just won the game. Just won the game. I was like,
right.
oh, wow, wait, really? You had to spoil it? I still got 3-4 more hours to go, you know, so. Yeah, so nobody tells me anything because I still haven't seen today, and my mom is taping it for me for tonight.
That's great.
Yeah,
so I think
watch Gabby tonight. She's got another individual all around. I think she's doing the beam
exactly.
tonight.
So nobody tells me right now. I don't want to know. I want to wait till I see it. But we all got the fever. I mean, it's crazy. Imagine if we were in London right now.
Oh my goodness.
That,
oh, wow.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I mean, I'd be happy just to be in London, hello, but I would also be, you know, I'd be happy any little, you know, medal we brought home. Be like, oh, yay, we're bronze, oh, yay, silver. But, I mean, hello, we're USA. We want the gold.
Right.
I mean,
what's your favorite?
Happy with, I'm all gung-ho right now because of track and field. I ran track and you know, I used to be a track runner in middle and high school, and I wanted to go also to college doing track, but I hurt both my knees my last year of high school.
Oh.
I mean, my ankles. So that kind of canceled Christmas for me. But so I am an avid, like, track and field fan. It's like, oh, go, go, go. That's why I was like the Bolt, because I was like – as soon as track, I was like happy when they were like, oh, and tomorrow, track and field. I was like, yes, that time. I'm like, I love swimming. I love every time you turn around, there was water, and I love the gymnastics. But I was like, yes, my sport.
Yeah.
Track and field. So I am the hurdles, the, you know, the 100, the 200, the 2 mile, the relay, that is all me because I was a sprinter. I was long distance, and I also ran relay. My cousin and I, it was so funny because, like, for 2.5 years, we were on our high school team together, and our families loved it because they knew somebody was bringing home a first and a second place, regardless. So for 2.5 years, her and I'd laugh at it this, you know, as we've gotten older because – there, you know, we weren't just competing against the team or the school. We were competing against each other, and we literally used to flop, you know, places. Like, one game, I'd be first, and she'd be second next game. I mean, that's how competitive we were. And sometimes they would literally be, like, seconds on who really won. It was so bad a couple of times. It was really bad.
Wow.
It was bad. And we both were on the relay team together, and she was always the front, and I was always the anchor. So we always had those two people in the middle, and she gave us enough lead, and I brought us home every time. And so, yeah, track and field is mine. What about y'all?
Right. Mine is track and field also. My little sister, she runs track and field for high school and college. So that's
Yay.
My favorite track and field. Yes. She's fast.
Let's go. That's my thing. That's my thing. Yeah. What is, Lady Q? Wait. Katie, what does she run? I got to know.
400s, 200s. She do the hurdles, and she's a basketball player. My little sis does everything. Very athletic.
Love it. Love it. Love
cool.
it.
Shout
I
out
love
to
it. Yes, shout out to Katie's sister, definitely. Have never know. Maybe she does. She do you think like does she is Olympics in her? Does she think she wants to pursue that? I mean, college is. I mean, she's doing it in college. That's still not too late to find a coach.
And that's the thing. I don't know what is she going to do. I don't know if she's going to join women's basketball. I don't know what she want to do, but she's very talented, and she needs to do something with that talent.
Okay. All right, now. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
Lady Q, what about you?
It's really hard for me to pick a favorite. Well, my mom, was a track star when she was in high school. There's some records back at her old high school that she still holds. And she's 52. She just turned 52. Shout out to my mom. So that's really cool.
Yay. Happy
so that is one of my favorites. But I love just watching all sports. I'm just a big person. I love sports. So I have to say I get sucked into almost anything, and I'm just like cheering. The other night I'm up at like 3 in the morning watching badminton. And I'm so involved in badminton. And I used to play, like, for fun, and I still love to play badminton for fun. It's a fun little sport. But, like, competitively, I'm, like, really into this. Like, oh, go, go. And it wasn't even an American playing, but I'm so into it. Then the other day I was watching rowing, and there wasn't an American. The Americans were, like, way shot out. But I was just really, you know, I don't know. I love all of it. Just the Summer Olympics is something that I grew up watching. Every time it came on, we watched that at my house. So I love all of it. I get so excited.
You're too funny. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Well, she's like, Katie, she just don't want to pick. She's like, she's just wimping out. She don't want to pick that.
No, I really
but I feel you. But you know what? This Olympics, as much as, I mean, I love it. I'm glad it's on. I support it. But you know what? It's made a lot of us late for work.
No.
Because you're glued to the TV from the time you get home, from the time you do your responsibilities. And if you're in my house, it's not just us. It's the kids. So we got them all, you know, as soon as it comes on at 8 o'clock, they're sitting, you know, everybody's on eating the bath, and everybody, we all sitting, and it's like, okay. And like I told you, my nephew's like, oh, I want that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's sharing. I mean, he gets in his little blue lawn chair. It's one of those, you know, kid chairs. And he sits in that, and he's there, and he's two. And my daughter and my other nephew. But the thing about it is, then we have to send them to bed because they'll fall asleep, you know, it gets kind of late. But then, I mean, I got to get up. I got to get to work. And I turn around, and I kid you not, for the last few, it's been like, 2 weeks now, a week. God, it feels like forever. But it's been a week. And I tell you, I'm like, I get up late because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. And what am I still doing? I'm still watching the Olympics. You know, I'll turn around, and next thing I know, I've dozed off. I wake back up, it's 3-something, and Olympics is still on. And, you know, I'm like, oh, and of course, you know, it has to be something good. It can't be something like, oh, okay, you know, I'll watch that later. Or, you know, I'll get it on the internet. No, it's something really going on. You're like, oh, wow. So I'm watching it again, turn around, my alarm's going off, and I'm like, okay, 5 more minutes, 10 more minutes. Then I'm rushing my butt to take a shower, get dressed, and get to work. And I'm like, then I'm dragging. That's crazy. So, yes, you know a lot of people have been late for work the last watching the Olympics. And even if they get there on time, they drag in. They're like, for those people who drink coffee, they're like, oh, God, I need, like, my fifth cup because I'm still not there. And those of us, I drink tea. So I'm like, you know, okay, I need, like, this morning, I think I drank, like, 3 cups of tea this morning because I was up watching it last night, and I was dragging, and it rained here, so that didn't help. Because it was like, you know, sleeping all nice and good and everything. But I shout out, definitely big kudos to every single athlete who's doing their thing and, you know, giving up so, so much of their time, their lives to do what they love, but in turn to bring us entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give up a lot, you know. I mean, Gabby's 16, and she had to give up some friendship to do what she does. You know, you can't go, and when the other girls go, oh, you want to go to the mall? Oh, I'm sorry. What do I got to be? I got to be in that gym.
I got to go to the gym.
Exactly. Yeah. Busting my butt.
All of that, like 60 seconds of competition, like when you add up how much time she's actually competing, you know, on this world stage for the Olympics, it's like 60 seconds. It's like you give up 4 years of just hard work, nose to the grind, doing it every day, twice a day, for 60 seconds.
All right.
But a goal in admiration, because I'm so on Gabby's camp right now. I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Exactly. You know, and you know, and another thing, not only was she 16, but she's the first Black in gymnastics.
Right.
You know, gotta love that. Gotta love it. And for her, you know, for the rest of her life, you know, she's gonna have that. No one can take that away. I don't care what they say. They can do whatever they want to. I'm sorry, you can't take it away. It's hers. It's hers till, you know, until God calls her home. It's hers. You can't, I mean, and imagine how that would feel to tell your grandkids, you know, if she ever, you know, if that's her choice to do and have kids and whatnot and go on and have her kids to be able to go, I was the first, you know, and just think, like, now, I mean, we've had other little girls, we've had other African-American girls to be in the Olympics on various things, but to look at the generations that are coming up now, anytime you hear first, it's amazing that, like, my daughter, she's like, oh, I want to do that. I'm like, you know, that's that mentorship without Gabby even realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's already become a mentor to so many.
Oh,
just
and
so
the guy
many.
Said that. What is his name? Bob Costas, one of the
yes.
moderators. He said that night. She talks about, you know, Dominique Dawes watching her, and that was one of the people, me and my sister. My sister was a gymnast, and so we always loved watching the gymnastics, and Dominique Dawes was one of our favorites, and how, you know, Gabby said that she grew up watching her and was inspired by her, and, you know, she has no idea how many little Black girls are now looking at her saying,
right.
I want to do that. And, you know, like you said, your daughter is one of them. She's like, Mommy, I want to do that, and that's just awesome, awesome.
Right, exactly. Exactly, yeah. The same way she said in the interview, Dominique Dawes, there's going to be one little girl, you know, in about 10, 20, maybe, what, yeah, 10, 14 years, because my daughter's six, so that's 10 years from now, going, Gabby Douglas, I watched that 2012 Olympics over and over and over, and it was just like, till I wore out the CD. You know, it's going to be somebody that's going to say the exact same things that she said in her interviews. You're so right. It's just, it's going to be crazy. But, you know, I just love it. And, yeah, we're all addicted. No matter how old you are, you're addicted. You're watching it. There's something, I don't care if you say you're not watching it. You're watching it. You know, somebody, they watching it. So that's awesome. What, there's a, you know, another topic I wanted to, or not a topic, but a subject I wanted to bring up because, you know, yes, the Olympics is overpowering our television sets. That's the main focus. But, and I know y'all probably, you know, read this or saw it on the news or whatnot on Sunday, the other shooting in, what was it, Oak Creek? Oh, Lord.
I can't even remember exactly where.
Was it Wisconsin? Wisconsin, okay. Wow. Okay. First, you thought you were safe in a movie theater, that you could just take your children, go see a movie. Wow. Because most, you know, terrorist shooters, whatever, did high buildings. Now, you know, movie theaters aren't safe. Okay. What is the most safest place you usually thought was definitely a safe place? Your home of worship.
Yep.
Your place of worship. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My mom and I were watching the Olympics, and then at the very bottom of the screen, we see this little scroll, such and such, you know, shooting. Dead. And I'm like, what? My mom's like, what's it? You know, because she wasn't even paying attention to the bottom. She was looking at whatever we were looking at. And I was like, oh, my God, there's been another shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just floored. And then when we got more details of the fact that it was in, you know, a house of worship, it was like, wow. Really?
And for somebody who obviously was undereducated, which was the sad part, you know, I watched CNN a lot last night, getting a little bit more information on the story, and it was just sad that you're so undereducated and that the father, one of the one of the gentlemen that was shot. I think he was the oldest one. He was 65, and I wish I knew his name, but he was 65 years old, and apparently he tried to delay the shooter and tried to talk him down, and he was very devout in his religion and would go to the temple all the time and whatnot, and his son and his wife were on AC360 last night, and they said that his father, when he was in high school, they all immigrated over together. The son that was on there, he was about 10 when they came over, and they came home from high school one day, and they had finally bought a house in this great suburban neighborhood, and when they come home from school, he's got this gigantic American flag and pole in the front yard, and, you know, he said they laughed. They were like, "Dad, really? You've got, like, this giant school flag in the yard. Like, this is, like, why?" You know, they were embarrassed, and the father said, "You know, look up and down the street. Do you see any other American flags?" And, of course, they didn't, and he said, "This is here because we are proud of it. This is our home. We lived the American dream, and it's also for protection so that people don't get a misinterpretation of the way that we look. They understand that we are Americans and that we're proud to be here and that we love our neighbors, and so it's for protection." And I thought, well, that's just an interesting thought, that they needed to put a flag out to protect them from people that would see them dressed a certain way and get misinterpreted.
Yeah,
they can't go into their place of worship because then somebody thinks, oh, he sees a bunch of whatever he thought he saw, and goes into there and, you know, kills these people, these family men, hardworking people, for nothing.
Exactly. For nothing. Exactly. And that is sad because, I mean, why should anybody have to hang up a flag to prove where we stay and that we're proud of who it is and that, okay, this is who I am? It shouldn't even be that way. This is just, like you said, it's uneducated individuals. And I'm just appalled. I'm just really appalled. It sickens me to death. We've talked about this before. I can't remember which show it was, but we talked about it before when the fight about, you know, just even us women and Black and African Americans and the fights and stuff that we've come across, you know, over. But even it's still 2012 and we're still fighting, and we shouldn't have to. Some of us, just because we're the color of our skin or the way we look, it's stupid. It's unnecessary. I was born here. Yes, I'm African and I'm American. That's what it is. It should be an and in between that. I'm African and I'm an American.
Yeah.
But technically, I'm a U.S. citizen. I was born here. Now, and then on top of that, if you came here and you decided, hello, Katie, perfect example, she decided that, okay, you know what, I'm a Jamaican, but hello, I am now a U.S. citizen. Therefore, don't be hating on me.
Right.
I am proud of where I am. I don't need to be holding the freaking flag in my yard or on top of my window on my apartment. It's unnecessary. Okay, so y'all, I'm getting ready to get on my, y'all see me, I'm getting fired up. Y'all know what happens. I just,
but it's sad.
It's stupid. And I don't like saying that word. I hate that word. I tell my kids all the time, don't say that word. But I'm calling it what it is. This is uneducated stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Uneducated stupidity.
This man was like a white supremacist and had a band.
Yes.
You know, and just was really into his white supremacy. And it's just like, you know, it's a fine line to walk, because I've heard certain people say, I have Caucasian people have said to me, you know, why is it a bad thing to say, you know, white power? If y'all say black power or brown power, everybody has Latin pride or whatever, then that's okay. But if a white person says that they're proud of their heritage, then there's a problem. And I always say, you know, no, the problem is when you hate on another race or religion simply because, just to hate for whatever reason. And that goes for us too. I don't mince words. There are plenty in our community that I consider racist. I won't call any names. I've done that on the show before, so any of our fans know who I'm talking about. But there are plenty of people of all colors, creeds that are racist. You don't have to be just white to be racist.
Nope, not at all.
Don't want that metal to get mixed up. But it's just when you hate on any other group of people, you're racist, period. And it makes no sense. It's so ignorant. Like we've said before, when you get cut, it's all red.
Thank you. Hello.
You were in the hospital and you got some blood. You're not going to know if that blood came from anything. You're not going to know who it comes from.
You don't know where that blood came from. You know,
exactly.
You're so right. Like, you don't know where that blood came from. The thing about it is, it's red and it's blood and you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing about it is, you got those individuals who will go, if you actually see the person, no matter what their race or ethnic background is, and they all of a sudden, you're right there, and then you need some blood or you need an arm or whatever. Oh, no, I can't take it from them. But close the curtain. Close the curtain, close the door, and you go and get that blood, that organ, whatever, from somebody else, and you'll take it. Why? Because you don't know who it was. But the thing about it is, it's still red. The organ still beats the same. And it's... I'm done on my soapbox, y'all. I can, because y'all know certain topics just burn me. It burns me. And these are the things that lately, you know, I mean, my mom, when we start talking about these, we both just get heated. And then we both got to go, you know what, let's stop. Because we both just, I mean, we're not heated at each other. It's just the topic, and we just keep going. And then we just look at the kids, and we're like, oh, you know, it's just, it's crazy. Crazy. Anyway, I'm done. I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
On to the next.
More fun subjects. And sorry, Nikki, excuse us real quick because you're not going to have a clue what I'm talking about, but that's okay.
Are y'all going to talk about a reality show?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I got a question. I want to know if Katie saw yesterday's show. OMG.
Which show is it? Tell the audience. What show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. I knew that.
Love
knew that.
Hip Hop Atlanta. Oh, my.
That was crazy.
She was the whole time. I'm shaking my head like, I cannot believe I'm still watching this. But let me hurry up and come back before the commercial come back on.
Y'all, bad. Y'all are so bad with these reality shows. Wow.
All bad. You can't judge them all. They're really, really...
I did not say they were bad. I said, y'all, you two ladies are bad. And for anybody who's listening, we actually did a show a couple of weeks ago about reality shows, and so that's what they're talking about. And I came clean to the fact that I'm kind of behind. I don't like reality shows pretty much. Now, if there's anybody out there who's a producer and you want to, you know, have us three ladies become a reality show, I am not against that because, hey, you know, got to go where the money takes me. But I don't watch them. One, I don't have much of the time. I mean, I'm making time to watch the Olympics when I should be doing other things. But I just don't have the time, and I'm going, I got more drama in my life than having to watch somebody else's drama. But that's what they're talking about. One of the shows that we talked about was Love and Hip Hop, which I said I was going to watch it just to get a feel of what y'all talking about, and I have not had a chance. I do apologize. Y'all need to tell me what that time that show comes on, because I just don't, because I don't watch it. I don't know. When does it come on?
Monday night on VH1, 8 o'clock.
Monday at 8 p.m. on VH1. Love.
Well, you're going to have to catch it on a rerun. Like, you need to watch on a Sunday night or Saturday night when they show more than one episode, because you can't just get into the middle of it. You don't know what's going on.
Because am I going to cut somebody? I'm just kidding, because I'll be like, y'all stupid.
And it is more interesting if you watch it from the beginning. So if you got, like, Hulu or something, some way you could watch it from the very beginning, that's what you need to do, because that'll make you watch it, because you get sucked into the storyline. But for real.
If you say so.
Right now.
If you say so. All right, we're going to play one more song before we end tonight. This is Show Me by Ebony Slater.
Show me. Ooh.
Slater. That was nice. That was a nice little beat there. I like that. Yay, we've played some nice music tonight, ladies. I think I like this music that we had on tonight, especially from our guest, Corey Wiggins, a.k.a. DL, Bussin' and I'm Incredible. He's hot. He's going to be up and coming. Please stay tuned. Listen out for him. Definitely feeling his music. What do y'all think, ladies?
Yes, he was great. Favorite one is Incredible.
Yeah, I like that one. You have been listening to Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, KD, and Lady Q, and we have been bringing it to you as we have been for the last few months. Keeping it real, real issues, real topics, real conversation. Please tune in to Lawless Radio tomorrow night with The Grind from The Chairman and Raw on Thursday from Catrice, my co-host on Lawless Radio. They will be holding it down for you this week, as usual, on Lawless. All right, ladies, we've talked. Now, y'all aren't going to continue talking about love and hip hop, are you?
No, we'll just text each other.
Okay. I do want to mention that next week we will have another guest coming. We're going to be talking about art, and this artist is an artist. He not only is, we usually when we say artist, we think of music, but this particular person is an artist. It's an art. He does paintings and magnificent artwork, and his artwork is so powerful, and they tell stories, and he's going to talk about his muses and what has influenced him. His name is Ramil Jassir, and he's Katie, you're going to love this.
he's a DMV. He was living in Virginia. Now he's up in Maryland. He's up your way, babe. And he, yeah, exactly. So he's going to be talking about his artwork and how it influences and the different ways that his art influences and the things that got him to paint some of the things that he's painted, from depicting abuse to slavery to activism to, you know, the list is endless. So I am really psyched to hear his story. Really psyched to hear his story and his artwork. I've actually seen some of it, and it's really awesome. I can't wait. Yeah. what was I going to say? I tell you, I've been forgetting things. I think I'm just tired. See, watch. I don't think I should go home and watch the Olympics, y'all. I think I should get my butt closer to bed. Because I'm also probably fired up on caffeine trying to stay awake tonight. I stopped and got some dew. So I'm a little wired also. So it's like, it's like a little kid jumping off jumping off the walls. Also, a new segment of Keeping It Real that will be coming to you is going to be called What in the World? and that was inspired by my little nephew. Shout out to Mari. Woo, Mari, he's two. And as we all know, kids say the darndest things, like that show that used to be on air. I don't even know if it's still on the air, but if it is, okay. But he says that, and we decided, you know what, we're going to have a segment. So in the future, you will be hearing What in the World segments and talking about exactly that. What in the world? I guess the shooting could have been that. What in the world? That definitely was a What in the World segment, because that was just, it's sad and it's crazy at the same time. Has either one of you, before we, you know, heard anything? I haven't kept up with it. I haven't heard anything else from the case dealing with the movie shooter. I don't even know his name. I keep saying I'm a...
I haven't heard anything.
We don't want to say his name anyway.
No. You're right. I don't want to say his name. I don't want to give him any more coverage than me. I wish I was on the jury when that finally gets to, you know, I wish I was on the jury because, you know, I wish I was the prosecutor because I got some questions. I have some questions. I mean, my question, I'm still trying to figure out, like, you know, the whole, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't believe the whole I'm crazy theory, because if you had months and months to plan and buy and booby trap your apartment.
Well, not necessarily. That's kind of a misconception in the mental field where people that are schizophrenic, for instance, are real OCD and real obsessive. And, like, you know, if you'll go to their apartment and you'll see, you know, you've seen the movies where they'll have papers all over their walls and they fixated on one thing. And so he could very well be that. Now, I still don't think that means he doesn't need jail time. He needs to be locked up for the rest of his life, period.
Right. And you're right. You're right. Most of them are very OCD and have all that stuff. But my thing is, don't try and use it to get out. I'm sorry you did it. You had it on the wall. Your butt needs to pay. It just, if I mean, hello, that's there's no gray for me on that one. I'm sorry. It's straight up black and white on a piece of paper.
No one is above the law.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm just, that's just me. But anyway. All right, ladies, anything y'all want to say before we close it for the night? It's been real.
I want to say that I love working with y'all. Ever since May 1st, it's been a ball, and I am so having so much fun doing this, and I can't wait for where we're going with this. I love y'all.
We need an all button. Okay, we got somebody who wants to say something. Okay, we got 5 seconds. 980. You got 5 seconds. 5 seconds. 980. Hello.
That might be an accident. Please excuse me.
Okay. Love you. Keep it real.